as we often encounter some sobering words from the Lord in the Scriptures, in the Holy Gospel. And if we put this passage in context, this is the end of the Sermon on the Mount. So when Jesus says, "Listen to these words of mine," he has a very specific context, a very specific set of words to which he's referring. So maybe these weeks of Advent would be a good idea for us to go back and read and reflect and meditate upon the Sermon on the Mount, beginning with the Beatitudes from the beginning of chapter 5 all the way through the end of chapter 7. And our reflection can be, am I in the will of God? Am I doing God's will? It's easy for us to desire. It's easy for us to even say, but do we truly do? And when we meditate upon the will of God, it takes a little effort on our part, because when we think about the human person, which is our only true experience, I can have a desire, I can have a thought, I can have a whole system built up, but I can still desire something different. I can still do something different than what I think is true or what I think is right. I can act against myself. God cannot do that. So it's not like God is, and then he has his will that he wants me to do if I choose to or whatever else. God's will is who he is. There's no separation in God. So when St. John says God is love, his will is love. Everything that God is his desire, his choice, his being. So are we living in the will of God? Are we inside God's person? Do we live within the Blessed Trinity? This complete gift of self, exchange of persons, complete gift of self to the other. Is this the will of God that we're living in? You know, these two houses that are built, I'm sure on the outside you couldn't tell the difference. And we get so easily wrapped up in the appearance of things, we can easily be drawn off course. But it's the foundation, the base. Is Christ, is the Blessed Trinity, are the teachings of Holy Mother Church the foundation of our lives? Or do we allow the passing pleasures of the world and the sands of the world to be our foundation? Let's ask for that grace to have our house, our lives, our entire being built upon the solid rock of the will of God, which is nothing but love and mercy. Amen.